Hello?
Hello. This Denise?
Yeah.
Is Jan there?
Yes, just a minute.
All right.
Hello?
Hello. Mrs. Snow.
This doesn't sound like Mrs. Snow.
I mean, Robinson.
You are not!
I couldn't believe that ice cream move. I'm going to eat it tonight.
Oh, really? Really, I didn't know whether I could do it or not, but I found out that I could.
What possessed you to smack him in the face with the ice cream?
Well, see, I had those thoughts before I got the ice cream, though.
You did?
Yes, I must confess.
That's why you want
to... I know you find that hard to believe, though, don't you?
No, not from you.
Wait a minute.
Not from you, no.
Oh, mutiny, eh?
Well, then when he slapped you in the face with it, I couldn't believe that either.
Oh, but it was funny. Was it not? Really, this... Really, the kids at the school really must think that we are off the chart. But I think it's funny.
Especially that big flop that fell on the carpet.
Oh, really. But, I mean, he got me worse than I got him.
I know.
But now, wait, did you get to see the look on his face when I did that? That is one thing that I missed.
I didn't really.
Denise, did you see the look on Ralph's face when I did that? Okay, look at me. Show me what it was like. Look at me, I can't see. Ain't that funny? Oh. Except, as I found out tonight, the only good factor about ice cream is that it's cold. I mean, it doesn't stick very well, unless you have it in your fingers and you can get it in their hair, as Ralph did tonight. He got it in my hair. It's nice and sticky.
That was unbelievable, that whole deal.
From the pie right on.
But I thought it was funny.
I know.
Was it not?
Oh, it was. Are you in bed yet?
No.
No, it's past 10 o'clock.
No, really, I was just getting in bed when you called.
Oh, were you? I'm sorry.
No. That's all right. Really. Yeah. Is Mrs. Snow there? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Listen, my brother just got a big kick out of your laugh. You don't remember him from last year, do you?
He's not here this year, is he?
No, uh-uh. He just really thought you know, I played him that tape I made that night.
Wait. Where is he right now?
He's at home in Lodi.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, I took the tape. Remember that tape I made him?
Yeah, play? Yeah.
Well, I took that tape and I sent parts of the laugh, you know, back to my parents, well, back home. And Stan listened to him, and he just couldn't believe the way you laughed.
Oh, no.
I thought it was kind of funny, too.
Your parents heard it?
Yeah. I don't know what they thought.
Yeah, right. What did they think? This is the question. This is the question of the hour in the now.
Yeah, in the now, huh?
Yes.
Oh, did you know who we called last night?
Who?
Besides Faith Kirsten, we called the limit, the girl at the desk.
Yeah.
In the high rise.
Uh-huh.
And she just didn't know what to do. She was going to hang up, but she couldn't hang up, you know? Poor girl.
Oh, no.
And we played it right from Robinson right through Mrs. Snow.
No, like there were two people. Oh, no.
Hey, listen, I think I've got the tape here of Faith, and you won't believe her.
Can you hear me? Oh, okay.
Let me see if I can find it.
That was the girl at the
I know.
At the high rise. I forget what her name is. Something white, I think.
I want to hear more, Mrs. Snow.
Just a minute. I'll get Faith when she's funny. Mrs. Snow again.
Hello? This is Mrs. Snow. know. So unreal.
Yeah.
I mean, old people, I mean, really, I know they don't sleep a lot, but I'm sure they're out running around at midnight calling Oral Roberts Studio, the Roberts Studio. But do you have the recording of that one where the lady says, no, you're not?
Let me see. I've got it someplace. I'm trying to figure out where it is. Oh, I've got it on reel-to-reel recorder. I don't have that set up right now. Sometimes, do you have a cassette recorder?
My roommate does.
Well, boy, sometimes I'll let you listen to the tape, okay? It is so they're going to go out Sunday again and record some more.
Is Mrs. Snow still there?
Yes, he's still there.
Oh, I would die.
Just a minute. Knock on the door.
Okay.
Yeah. Come in, Ralph. It's Ralph.
Ask me if you want some ice cream.
You want some ice cream? Oh, Ralph? He said no, thank you. Paul and Ralph just went out for some.
Ice cream?
No,
Rogers. And Paul had a Dale Evans. Now, what are you trying to make me laugh for?
I don't know.
Okay, you want me to laugh, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, that's normal.
Okay, tell them more about the brown bag.
that for this tape?
Well, give me something funny to laugh at.
Did you know we're taping it?
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
How do you know I was taping it?
Because you're going...
Because what?
You're going...
Oh. Oh, well. How that goes.
Ask Ralph
what?
I'm thinking how to word this.
Okay.
How his grandmother Minnie is.
Hey, Ralph, how's your grandmother Minnie? Wait a minute. He walked out.
Indignant, eh?
Yeah. Oh, here he comes again.
Okay.
At the end of the hall.
Dan's supposed to be communion in
tape. What kind of vibes you get off of that?
Oh, it's slipper of the tongue.
Oh, gross. Ralph, really, just picture her. Oh, that little handshake.
Talk to all Ralphs out there and tell him they pray.
Ralph's got to go to devotions. You got to take your sweaty gym from to devotions?
I'm impressed.
He lifted weights. That's really
I'm cool. Impressed.
Well, Ralph's gonna fall apart. Pull yourself together. We'll see. Bye, Ralph. Well, so much for that.
Did you know that I'm going to be your wing chaplain next semester? No, really, I'm going to be your RC. You know, like, you've heard of house mothers?
Yes.
Well, I'm going to be your RC.
Wing mother.
Your wing mother. Really?
Chicken wing, brother. You're a scream.
Really? That's what I do when I get up in the mornings and look in the mirror. Really, I just kind of, oh no, and crawl back in bed. Maybe when I wake up, it won't be there.
The mirror?
No, what's in the mirror? Oh, I was going bananas in my swimming class today. I mean, the girls in there really think I'm nuts.
What'd you do?
I was just doing a lot of crazy stuff.
Wow.
Just going, this water,
a girl drown again?
Treading
water?
No, we didn't tread water today. She graded us on our swimming strokes. We got in the waters and we swam, and then we got in a spaceship and had a cheeseburger. Now, how insane is that?
What's your roommate doing?
She just went out the door.
The
I kid you not. Yes, yes. She went out and got on a spaceship, and she's going to have a cheeseburger.
Laughing in the shower about that. Remember you said you were laughing in the shower?
Uh-huh.
What was that? I can't remember.
You can't remember.
Oh.
Well, you see, Laurel and Hardy were in there.
In the bath?
Yeah.
In the shower?
Yeah.
Oh, kneesy. Kneesy, earsy, nosy.
Uh-huh. Oh. Help, it's dark in here. My roommate just turned out the lights.
Oh.
he just ran her head into the wall. Did she do that?
Uh-oh.
Hold on, Mike. Okay, I'm back.
What happened?
She just clobbered me with her pillow. So I took it and I hit it. I was going to stick it in the shower or something like that, but I said that'd be a little too mean.
Oh, well. I don't know, Emil hasn't come in yet. I thought if Emil would walk in, you know, he'd probably think of something good to say. Listen, are you going to get him with a pie or ice cream?
I'm not going to hit you. I'm laying on it. Where's your pillow?
You're laying on it.
No, this is mine.
Well,
she's still unabandoned. Oh, where's my pillow? She's in here patting her feet on the floor because she can't find it. Denise Lemoyne has it.
Through the wire.
Yeah, she says she's going to call you for the next 3 nights at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Uh-oh.
Right, that's what she wanted to do to whoever was playing that tape. You know, when they call her up, she goes, if I find out who that is, I'm calling them up for the next 2 weeks at 3 o'clock in the morning. No?
Oh, I'm almost out of tape. Oh, well.
You're almost out of tape.
Yeah. What? How come David... You haven't been eating with David Ralph? Oh, you did too tonight. That's right. Hey, how come Ralph has been eating with you? And not with John?
Because he's not getting along with him.
He's not getting along with John?
Huh.
You should have heard what I told John.
What?
I told John. Now I gotta whisper this so they can't hear.
Okay.
But John was walking over to LRC. And said, where are you going? I said, LRC. Why?
Larcy.
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 Larcy Whipsnake.
Oh.
Anyway, and he said, I'm going over to tell Ralph that I'm not going swimming. I said, you're walking all the way over to Ralph, over to LRC to tell Ralph you're not swimming? He said, well, he said, I want to talk him out of going swimming so I can go eat. I said, well, you can eat by yourself, can't you? Poor guy. He wanted to go all the way over to LRC so Ralph would eat with him.
Really? Well, girl, you're the one that threw that at me. Well, she's finally found out Lemoyne.
Oh, good.
Must
have a riot in your room.
Really, Lemoyne? You and Lemoyne. Last night, we were trying to study for a psychology test. Listen to my roommate. Listen to yours. Maybe I shouldn't have brought it up because it's too good. It's so goofy. It's stupid. I don't know whether you would appreciate. I don't think you'd appreciate because, like, you know, you're not taking the course.
Uh-huh.
That reminds me. My roommate told me an Oral Roberts joke tonight, and she never finished it. Can you give me the punch? Really, Lemoyne, it was really bad, because she gave me the whole joke, and then she was laughing so hard she couldn't give me the punchline, and I haven't heard it yet. She's over here dying. Could you give me the punchline at this point? I'm waiting for it.
I've got the joke.
Give me the punchline. Before I give you the punch. You're not going to be laughing if you don't tell me.
Yes, you're not going to be laughing.
Just say it. Don't lift. Just say it. Just say it.
You can't appreciate it.
Well, then get through it. Really, I'm going to... And busted her what? loin.
Yeah.
You wouldn't believe it, really. She has been telling me the worst jokes recently that aren't even funny. And now, wait a minute. She told me this one tonight, and real, I've been waiting all night for the punchline. She just told me, and it's not even funny. As you can tell, I'm not even laughing. The captain wants to go skiing. Oh, what kind of vibes did you get off of
that? Oh, dear. I'm out of tape now. Too bad.
Hello? This is Mrs. Snow. Can you hear me?
I was sending this to my brother.
Are you?
Yeah. He'll get a kick out of it.
No, wait. What are you going to send to him?
Almost the entire tape. Well, parts of this tape.